doing is against all the laws of time! Please!
Science is about truth. Archaeology is science. If archaeology is science, therefore archaeology is about truth, right?
Right.
Wrong! Sorry.
No worries.
Where was I? Oh, yeah. Yes, wrong! Archaeology is never about truth. Archaeology is the art of fearlessly exposing oneself to all those possibilities, all those silly bonkers mad stories.
Well, it's also the art of being a barman.
Touché, dimples. Yeah, but listen to me, because I'm a professor, right? Angry gods, magic socks, and plagues of platypuses. Those stories may be a pack of lies, but the fact they're authentic historical packs of lies is good enough. The more lack of truth we discover, the better we like it.
Are you all right? Hello? Benny?
So to sum up, one thing archaeology has never been about is the truth, and nothing but the truth. And that is my story, and I'm sticking to it. You're different, Summer. You've changed your shirt and grown a beard.
No, I haven't.
Something different about you. You look taller.
Well, that's because you're lying on the floor.
I'm examining the floor. That's what we archaeologists do. Ah-ha!
What?
As I thought. There is nothing archaeologically significant about this floor.
Thanks for that expert analysis.
No charge. I ask only for a cocktail.
I think you've had enough.
Unless you have a scientific test for excessive inebriation, I'm afraid I must insist.
I do have a scientific test for excessive inebriation. I normally ask the customer to say my name.
Which is?
Rink van Magnestein.
Oh, well played.
Thank you.
Well, Rink van Magnestein, I'll have a cocktail and put an umbrella in it with a question mark handle.
What?
Nothing. Don't know why I said that.
I'm impressed. Most drunken scientists would have swallowed their own tongue trying to say my name.
Well, we archaeologists are made of sterner stuff. We have to say things like Mesozoic and Popcat Petal.
I've not met many archaeologists.
We don't get out much.
You're going to get off the floor now?
I'm thinking about it. Oh, no, they found me.
Attention, this is the faculty police. Open up. We are searching for the lawbreaker known as Professor Bernie Summerfield.
Oh, for... Hide me!
Open this door!
Get up there!
Where?
Up there on the wall.
On the wall?
Hang yourself on that hook next to him. Put this visor on.
Hang on,
Not now! What can I do for you, officer?
Hold, please. You will be interrogated by the Faculty Inquisitor shortly. In the meantime, here is some music. Thank you for waiting. You will be interrogated by the Faculty Inquisitor shortly. Your testimony is important to us. Confessions will be recorded for training purposes. Thank you for...
Greetings to you, citizen.
Inquisitor Xavier, an honour.
Indeed it is.
What can I do for you, my lord?
I am searching for a lawbreaker known as Professor Bernice Summerfield.
And what law has she broken?
What other law is there? The law of science, of course.
Of course.
She has perpetrated a Category B science blasphemy.
No.
And she was seen entering here.
But there's no one here.
We have ways of getting to the truth of such matters. Robots! We have our... Techniques.
Torture.
We in the faculty prefer to describe them as scientific trials to determine whether application of pain has a causal link in the involuntary release of data.
I'll tell you anything you want to know, okay? There was a woman who called herself Benny, right? She sat on that stool, then she got off the stool very quickly, and I didn't see her return to the stool.
Robot?
Word scan complete. Factual response, 100%.
Oh, the truth. How disappointing. We shall search elsewhere. Robot, come, we are in great haste. Wait. I'm curious. What is the purpose of this place?
It's a bar. Citizens come in here to imbibe intoxicating liquids for the purpose of inducing unconsciousness.
I do not see that it has any purpose.
Would you like to try it?
In the interests of science? As I thought, no purpose whatsoever.
Well, you have to drink a lot of them.
The decor disturbs me. The things on the wall, the telescope, the magnetron, that umbrella.
This is a special kind of bar called a theme pub, my lord. I have establishments like this across the galaxy, Earth-themed. Creates an atmosphere.
How fascinating. And the humans hanging on the wall, are they atmospheric too?
Well, the air to the ambience. One is a 23rd century female engineer wearing her blast visor. The other is an eccentric 20th century professor, as you can see from the hat and the amusing pullover. I got him from a hoverped boot sale. If you put money in the slot, you can make him dance if you want.
Not dancing. I dislike dancing. Robot, let us go and flush out our failed experiment. Bomb, I wish you good day.
He's gone.
Get me down! What's he doing here? On your wall?
I could explain.
No time, just help me get him down. Oh, is he dead?
Suspended animation, hang on.
Yeah, don't leave me alone. He's very heavy.
Now stop that at once. What you're doing is against all laws of time.
Doctor?
Don't distract me. I'm examining this floor. Very interesting.
I've already done the floor.
Benny!
Hello, Doctor.
Hello! Let's run!
What was that noise?
Insufficient evidence, Inquisitor.
Then it didn't happen.
Doctor, what are you doing?
Escaping!
From what?
I've not a clue! Oh, my head doesn't feel right at all!
Look out!
Ah! Oh, I'm sorry!
Oh, where are we going?
I don't know! Where am I?
Well, perhaps I should drive the hover bike.
Your robot is crushing my arm!
We just happened to notice your exhibits have come to life. My robot saw them running out of your bar, leaping on a hoverbike and roaring past us. Can you explain that?
Well, it's my hoverbike.
I don't want you to explain the hoverbike. I want you to explain your ornaments coming to life. I hope you're not engineering miracles. That is a Category A science crime.
No, they weren't dead. Just malfunctioning nanocryogenics.
Sir, positive identification on one of the thieves. It is definitely Professor Summerfield.
Restrain him. We will capture Summerfield and conduct further trials on this man to test how loud he can scream.
So, where were we? Ah, yes, on the run. Oh, also, I've got a family now. Want to see pictures?
Benny, slow down!
Oh, so, Doctor, where's the TARDIS?
No idea, sorry. I don't even know what planet this is.
RBM2.
Never heard of it.
I'm not surprised. It's a very unremarkable planet. How's Ace?
Benny!
Oh! Sorry. To give you some idea of how unremarkable RBM2 is, there's not even an RBM1. In a one-planet race to be called RBM, it came second.
Halt!
Damn! I thought we'd lost them. This is really annoying. I never got that cocktail!
Inquisitor?
Yes?
We are tracking Professor Summerfield.
I see.
Her location is...
Heading eastward to the transit port? On a hoverbike? Registration number Roger Victor Marzipan 3?
Yes, sir.
I can read her like a book.
Yes, sir.
I will find you, Summerfield. I will find you, yes, I never shall yield. And I will not rest until you are here, and I am able to pour acid in your ears, and I will not give up until you are mine, and I am stitching up your mouth with twine. Your mouth with twine.
Sir?
Yes?
I'm still here, sir.
So I hear. Empty that transit port and surround it with stealth robots.
There appear to be robots on bikes firing at us. I'm sorry. That's probably been my fault.
That's down to me this time.
Why, see? What have you done?
It's a very long story. It'll take a while to explain.
Have you stolen any priceless artifacts?
In a sense.
Violated the local culture?
Sort of.
Desecrated anything sacred?
I suppose you could say that.
There you go. It didn't take too long to explain it all.
I can read you like a book.
I'm standing up for my beliefs. Well, other people's. I told a little white lie.
And this little white lie is?
Well, it all started when I was... Ah! Don't mind the overpass! Hang on! There's the transit port.
If you're going to park outside, I think you'd better slow down!
Wrong time!
They probably ask us to replace those doors.
We need tickets to South Arvemia.
Why are we going to South Arvemia?
I'll explain later.
I hate it when people say that.
It's complicated, but we have to rescue some archaeologists. Problem is, RVM2 isn't just obsessed with science, they worship it.
I fail to see how a healthy interest in science is a bad thing.
You see, that's exactly what I expected you to say. I think I was so sure that you were going to say something like that, I subconsciously steered us near those explosions, so I'd put off telling you. Well, it's not.
Not what?
Their obsession with science. It's really not healthy. It's too much. It's like obsession without love. It's just...
It's hate.
Exactly.
What?
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 I was talking about the people of RVM2.
I was talking about the transit port we're standing in.
So it is. Empty. Weird. Ah! Oh, they must have fed my details into a behavioural algorithm.
With their science.
Yes, with their ruddy science.
Professor Summerfield, come out. We don't want to harm you.
No.
No, we want to kill you.
Ah! Doctor, please tell me you have a plan to get us out of here.
How can I? I've only just fallen off a wall. I'm still waiting to be put back together again.
Oh, no plan and no TARDIS. Great. Not really worth rescuing, were you? Ah! What's the point of a doctor without a plan and a TARDIS? The doctor without a plan and a TARDIS is just an annoying man in a hat.
Wait! Maybe I do have a plan.
You do?
Oh, yes. The best kind.
Great.
The kind that's so subtle, even I don't know what it is yet.
What?
Don't you see? Isn't it obvious?
Not really.
There's only one possible explanation. This is all a fiendishly clever plan dreamt up by myself in the future.
Oh, great.
A plan so intricate and involved that we can't even begin to discern its true shape. Oh, yes, I can see I'm going to be extremely ingenious this time.
And what if this isn't an
Sorry, I didn't quite catch that.
I said, what if this isn't an incredibly clever plan set up by a future version of yourself?
Trust me, Benny, I know what I'm doing.
And I will do.
The best thing we can do is sit here and wait for my future self to do something extremely clever in the nick of time.
Did you fall on your head? Oh, let me check my glove compartment. Oh, brilliant. A gun. You don't mind if I keep trying to save our lives in the meantime?
No, carry on. I'm sure I've factored in your natural belligerence in my intricate calculations.
Thanks.
If you want me, I'll be having a nice sit down.
Professor Summerfield, come out and show yourself.
Why would I want to do that if you're going to kill me?
She's right, you know. We do just want to kill her. Yeah, we've got no leverage at all. She's removed all of our bargaining chips in a second. She's good, I'll give her that. Best to give up on talking and just kill her.
Wait!
What?
Perhaps I might want to come out.
Yes?
In the interests of science.
What?
Have you ever heard of Schrodinger's cat and the quantum theory of supposition?
Of course. course we have, and one made yesterday.
Of course you have. I didn't mean to be rude. I'm sure you're very well versed in the principle of quantum mechanics. The theory is based on the scenario that Schrödinger's cat is placed inside a box, and if there is any change in the environment of the box, even at an atomic level, then a poison is released and the cat died.
Yes, well done.
Well, given that it is impossible to open the box to see if the cat is all right, or for the cat to emerge without its death, we conclude that it is impossible to ascertain whether the cat is dead or alive. So it can be said that the cat is both dead and alive at the same time.
Get to the point.
Can it not also be said that we are conducting the same experiment right here? That if I emerge from this building, can it not be concluded that there is a 100% chance that I will die?
Oh, yes, 100%.
So it is impossible for me to leave here and live. And if I stay inside, and let's say I've rigged it up to explode if you try and get me, then by extension of the principle at the quantum level, I could be both alive and dead.
Yes, and...
But if I leave the building and you don't shoot me, you chaps will be tearing that theory to ribbons. By giving Schrödinger's cat the credit to deactivate the poison and leave the box herself, you, and you alone, will be disproving a theory that has stood for several centuries.
Oh, we never thought of that.
Shh.
Yes, we thought of that, actually. That's what I meant.
You could be famous. The first robots in history who developed a completely new theorem.
We could do lectures.
You could write a paper.
Yeah, we could call it Thinking Outside the Box.
What? It's a working title.
Okay, but this all hinges on me coming out of here alive, doesn't it?
Yes, we get that.
We're not that stupid.
Here I come.
Here she comes. History books, here we come. Oh, crack it. Duh, how are we going to write our scientific paper with no arms? Shut up, she's getting away.
Oh, more robots. I'm going to try and get to that overpass. No, we can't. There's too many of them.
Many face facts. We'll just have to surrender. I'll talk to them.
What?
If they're people of science, they can listen to reason. Violence is not a solution. Benny, I'm sure my role is to show them the error of their ways.
You're not quite getting this planet, are you, Doctor?
Or I'm here to show you the error of your ways, whichever's quicker.
Ah! What we need at this point is not reasoning or talk. What we need, Doctor, is a miracle. Oh!
What's the matter?
There appears to be a dead frog on the windscreen. No, there are lots of dead frogs on the windscreen.
There! What did I tell you? It's all part of my escape plan.
Does this escape plan of yours include windscreen wipers?
Hundreds of frogs falling from the sky. Fascinating.
Yes. What velocity would you say they were doing?
Oh, the usual.
Really?
I mean, the usual velocity for descending objects, that's what I meant.
Oh. Well, in that case, I... Robot! This citizen just implied that this miracle is a common occurrence without recourse to statistical evidence.
Oh, I certainly did not!
All right, Vaughn, come with me.
But I didn't!
Vaughn, just get in the van. You too, sir.
Me? What have I done?
You just called it a miracle, sir. Get in the van.
Oh well, it's a fair cop.
They're hard, but fair. You give them that.
I need to think.
Good. We need to make a plan.
I said I need to think. I need to contact my team.
You've got 23 new messages to hear the message.
Oh, no. I put my phone on silent, didn't I? Damn.
Benny, this is Dr. Geller. Call me, please. We're in trouble. This is very urgent. We're just outside. Benny, Dr. Geller, again. Please hurry.
The first thing we must do is work out what my future self is up to.
Why does my head feel funny? Why did he send us a plague of frogs? I must confess, he's got me stumped.
Shush!
Benny! Please get here!
Oh, damn it!
Perhaps we need to leapfrog to another point in time.
Perhaps you're about to croak.
I don't think you're taking me seriously.
Whatever gives you that idea?
Doctor, please! Show me a sign! Where are you going?
To make my phone call in peace. If you're going to shout at the heavens, I'd rather not stand next to you.
Benny! At last! Where have you been?
Sorry, Dr. Keller. Things have been a bit hectic.
We boxed up a lot of artifacts, but we can't get anything off planet. We're in trouble. Natives got a bit restless.
Have you explained to them that terrible things will befall them from the skies if they do not offer up their sacred artifacts?
I did. But their chief says he's heard that one before.
What's going on?
They've walled us up in this cave. We can't get out.
Oh, you don't sound good, Amelia.
Not got a lot of air left. Please, hurry.
I'll get there as quick as I can. Hang in there.
We'll try.
Doctor! I've got to get to South Arvemia right now.
How are we going to get there?
I don't know. I need a miracle. I said I need a miracle. Hello?
What are you doing?
Just testing. Every time I've said I need a miracle today, a miracle has happened. You rising from the dead? A plague of frogs? I thought if I said it again...
Not a very rational hypothesis.
Says the man shouting at the skies. They're tracking me based on probability algorithms. I need to do something incredibly unpredictable.
Rank! It's happened again. My beer's gone bright red. And it tastes disgusting.
Sorry, Trevor. I'll get you another.
First my wife leaves me for a lab assistant... And now my beer keeps turning red.
Good gracious. So it has. Bright red. Foaming like the Tiber. What an interesting taste.
This happens again. I'm going to take my custom elsewhere and drink in my car. Beer keeps turning red. Mystery. Wife leaves me. Another mystery. Too many mysteries, if you ask me.
And if I didn't know better, I think all the water in this beverage has spontaneously metamorphosed into wine.
Oh, hey! You're good. Now tell me why my wife left me.
All right, Trevor, you again.
Hello, Renk van Magnestein.
You're back.
Yes, we are. Sorry we're late. Traffic was murder.
There's a robot holding us hostage.
Yes, I know.
Hello.
I brought your gun back. We need your ship.
My ship? First you steal my hover bike.
And now I need your ship. This is an emergency. We have to get to South Arvemia.
There's no need to wave the nice man's gun in his face.
Yes, there is.
Put it away. That's not my way.
No, but it's my way.
I'm sure he's perfectly happy to take us to where we want to go.
I am, I really am. I want to go to South Arvemia. You don't need the gun.
Looks like you're outvoted, so put the gun down.
That's what people threatened with guns always say. They ask you to put the gun down, and when you do, they overpower you and take the gun and point it at you. And you feel really stupid for putting the gun down.
I won't, I promise.
There you go. He won't. He's promised.
Oh, well, that puts a whole new complexion on things.
Good.
I was being sarcastic.
If either of you two would listen to me, right?
The gun is staying in my hand. Any other questions?
No. You carry on. The floor's yours.
Okay, Renk, where's your ship?
Port 94, Eastern Dock.
Then I'm going to escort you to your ship. But I think I'd better blindfold you first.
What's the point of that? I know where we're going.
I know. I just don't want you to see what we've done to your bike.
Oh, hell.
Nice to meet you, sir, but we have to be going.
Bye-bye.
No, Doctor, not you. You're not coming.
I'm not?
Not this time. This isn't easy for me, Doctor, but I don't want you to come with me. I just don't think this is your kind of adventure.
Every kind of adventure is my kind of adventure.
Not this one. This isn't the kind of adventure where we do something frightfully clever at the end and everyone ends up more or less happy. This is the kind of adventure where I fire my guns at them and they fire their guns at me, and the one who fires their guns the most number of times wins. It's just a lot of shooting and shouting, and you just don't fit in here.
Benny, you always need my help. I'm the doctor.
No, sorry. But don't get me wrong. Most of the time, you are the most wonderful, inventive, clever person I've ever met, and you have quite definitely the finest brain in the galaxy, but here you're just an odd little man saying odd little things, and you're just getting in the way. Maybe it's the cryo nanites, but you just don't seem to be operating at full strength. You're being a bit extra weird at the moment, and not in a good way.
You're being absurd.
Go home, Doctor.
I haven't got a home.
Then find one. Find a nice little planet where everyone's nice. And they've a nice problem like a malfunctioning computer, and they're willing to enlist a nice little man armed with a nice umbrella. Goodbye, Doctor.
Wait a minute! I've remembered I've got something extremely important to tell you! Extremely important!
So you got dumped too, yeah? Women.
Course led in for South Arvenia, the Sacred Temple of Grohl. Cleared for launch in 10 minutes.
Good. Put some music on. B5, I think.
Are you sure?
Definitely.
What's that noise? Are you trying to pull some trick? I still have the gun right here.
No, it's just music.
Horrid music.
I didn't pick it. It's on shuffle.
Well, shuffle it off.
Take a seat. Drink?
I think I've had enough for one day.
Okay. You don't mind if I...
No, knock yourself out.
Wait. You want me to show you around the rest of the ship? My quarters are really comfortable.
No, thank you. If you've seen one pimpmobile, you've seen them all. Could I be a nuisance and ask you to do something?
Anything.
Could you put some clothes on?
I like to be comfortable.
So do I. So put some clothes on.
Okay. I'm sure you've talked to a guy wearing a kimono before.
Not with pictures like those on the sleeves.
I'm sorry, I'm not good at this.
Obviously.
I was stupid to think.
Yes.
Can I finish?
No, I think I was stupid to think just about covers it.
I was about to say, I was stupid to think I could even compete with him.
Who?
You know, the doctor.
What?
You and him. I get it. It's always been the same since I got to RVM2. All the scientists with their big brains and their tufty beards and their little round glasses. I just can't compete with moves like that.
No. I mean, me and him? No, but really, really, really not.
Yeah, right. Like I believe that. I mean, one look at him with his hat and his pocket watch, and I thought, wow. Well, that's RVM2's version of a supermodel. I mean, how can I compete with that? I mean, what have I got? Just a tan and a few muscles, a thick neck and a lucrative chain of theme bars across the galaxy. I was mad to think that I could compare with the likes of him. What a fool.
I really think...
It's a novelty umbrella, isn't it, right? Chicks always dig a novelty umbrella.
Computer, just put some music on.
May I suggest B12?
Well done, computers. They may be unfeeling metal boxes, but they still know how to woo a girl better than your average male.
She left me. I don't understand it.
Exactly. Women, eh? They just don't appreciate scientists. You should go after her.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just a time lord with no TARDIS, no plan, nothing but a sore head and a dead frog in his pocket.
Tell her, right? Okay, so I messed up. But I did it with the best of intentions.
Hang on. I'll just get a pen.
Yeah, you do that.
Okay. Messed up.
Say to her, I'm not perfect, But who is in this mad topsy-turvy universe?
Not perfect.
Yeah.
Topsy-turvy?
Yeah. Now, you tell her, hey, I'm the guy who loved you so much I cloned you. You've stopped writing.
I think I've got the gist.
Pre-flight checks complete. Preparing for liftoff.
So, you really think a guy like me, you know...
You know what?
Stands a chance with you.
Oh. Well, we are on RVM 2, so you could take a more scientific approach.
Really?
Let's dispense with the first experiment, which used unrefined ingredients and a frankly crude methodology, and instead devise a model based on charming inadequacy and self-effacing honesty.
Okay. How's it going?
Well, so far.
You think?
I think you should add another random element to the process.
Really?
Oh, yes. I think the elements are reacting very positively.
You know, given how well this is going, I think we should...
Yes?
Well, I haven't finished my sentence.
No, I think we should. Just about covers it.
Okay. You know, if we're going for honesty, I have a bit of a confession to make. I've done something that you might like.
I know.
Not that. Another thing. I just wanted to pick my moment. You see, I have a plan.
I have a plan! It's obvious, really. It's been staring us in the face.
Where did you come from?
I turned the bar's sobriety booth into a short-range matter transporter. Now, that's not important. The Inquisitors can work out where you're going, what you're thinking, and even that you're sitting on that man's knee. But they haven't factored me in. I am a random element. I've thoughtfully changed our landing coordinates.
Oh, did he just say he's interfered with our landing coordinates?
Right, sir.
Yes, now. We stand a chance of eluding them. No need to thank me.
You idiot. You can't just do that to this ship. If anyone does that, we're most likely...
Yes?
We have tracked Professor Summerfield.
I see. Don't tell me. She's in the ship that belongs to the owner of that drinking establishment. Registration Roger Victor Marzipan 1?
Yes.
And she's taken the ship from docking port 94 to an area just a few clicks west of the sacred ruins of Grohl on South Arvemia, where our battalion of stealth robots are waiting for them.
Yes and no.
Yes and no.
Yes, Professor Summerfield took the ship, and no, she has not landed west of the Sacred Temple of Grohl.
Then where has she gone?
She has crashed the ship in an acid swamp, several clicks south, inhabited by savage serpentiles. No stealth robots are in that area to intercept.
The behavior algorithm didn't see this. Why would she do such a stupid, irresponsible, utterly suicidal thing?
No data available.
Then we should collate this data. Prepare my personal inquisitorial barge. We will get to the bottom of this.
I think the temple ruins might be over there. You're still not talking to me, are you? I know you're not talking to me. I can tell. It won't work, you know. I'm perfectly capable of maintaining both sides of our conversation without your input. I can imagine you saying something like, well, Doctor, you crashed the ship and put that nice barman into a coma. And I would hold my finger aloft and say, ah, Benny, can I just address both of those points right away? Actually, now listen to me. I can't say I blame you. I wouldn't talk to me if I were me. In fact, I'll stop talking to me right now. We can both stop talking to me in solidarity. You and me, Benny, side by side, shoulder to shoulder, both not talking.
Shut up!
Fine, I'll shut up. Just don't take my silence as me not talking to you, because it isn't.
This is madness. What is wrong with you? I don't know. I'm going to wake up any moment. Or at the very least, I'm going to arrive at a souvenir shop where they can sell me a photo of my own screaming face. At least it can't get... No, I won't say it. Oh, what's that noise?
Hello over there!
Oh, they don't look pleased to see it.
Ow!
Doctor! Oh, that's not fair. I was so careful to say at least it can't get any worse, and it gets worse anyway. That's against the rules! Please untie us! I need to look after my annoying friend. My unconscious and annoying friend, and... Actually, oh, look, we came here to help you.
Oh, no. You came to steal, like all your kind. Like all scientists with your lies and your traps.
We don't want to steal anything.
Yes, yes, we know. You are going to rescue our relics from a great wrath from the skies. Oh, yes.
Oh, okay, forget the great wrath stuff. This is the absolute honest truth. Your religion will be outlawed very soon, and if we do not remove your sacred artifacts from the planet right now, then robots will come and destroy everything here.
We also hear all this tommyrot before. We know the human rulers do not accept the Book of Life. They do not believe that exactly 10,000 years ago, Harvey M2 was without form, and nothing walked upon it. And the great dragon, Grawl, yellow of eye and pink of tail, took a great fiery breath and blew life onto the surface of the planet. And the rocks did hatch, and serpentile peoples of the land burst forth and did crawl upon the earth. No, the humans believe in their false god of evolution. We evolved from single-celled organisms for millions of years. What nonsense! Do we look like frogs to you?
That's my point. The government believes only in the law of science.
And under the law of science, the existence of Almighty Grawl has to be completely disproven scientifically.
But RVM2 joined the Federation 3 months ago, and under Federation law, a single expert testimony by an independent witness can decide, on the balance of evidence, if your beliefs are based on scientific fact.
So that's what this is all about.
And he's awake. Yes, I was summoned here to RVM as an expert witness to swear under oath that life on this planet was brought about by evolution.
I see.
But I didn't. I said the opposite. It is very important that I stay alive, because if I die, my testimony will be invalidated and the government will send for another expert.
I will have to think on your words. Do not kill them while I go and have a bit of a ponder.
I suppose that's what your little white lie was.
Yes. I told the tribunal that, in my scientific opinion, I believed that life on this planet was down to Grawl the Amazing Grawl and no returns. And then I ran and hid somewhere where they sold drink.
Can I just say, even though I stand for scientific truth at all times, I approve of your methods.
Thank you, Doctor. That means a lot to me.
Friends again?
Friends.
Oh. It's back.
I believe in what you say.
Then you'll untie us.
Yes. We will keep you hidden from the faculty.
Thank heavens.
But just to make sure they do not capture you and torture you to recant your testimony, we will cut out your tongue.
What?
Prepare.
Doctor! Help!
What can I do?
Do something!
We need a miracle to get out of this!
They're coming! Run! Run!
They all just ran away.
Well, you did just say we needed a miracle.
So I did.
Benny? Hey,
it's Benny Somerville! I knew you'd come.
Dr. Geller, Amelia, goodness you're okay. What happened? Oh,
not sure. Survey team were trapped in that cave for what seemed like an age. Then we woke up. We heard a lot of yelling and screaming from the natives, but when we got to the village, it was empty. Quite mystifying.
Well, we're certainly glad you're here. If you could just untie us.
Of course.
Oh, sorry. Allow me to introduce the Doctor. He has the finest brain in the galaxy.
Sometimes enchanted.
Pleased to meet you, Doctor.
Well, I'm glad you're... well, you're looking well. Isn't she looking well?
Very well.
We're all well. Just a little... hungry. I'll just... Can't seem to get a grip on these ropes. This is very fiddly. Oh!
What?
Benny. I have made the most amazing discovery just here on the floor. The remains of a human finger.
Really?
It's a phenomenal find. Of course, we've always assumed that the reptiles were the indigenous species, but this throws everything into doubt. Just look.
Oh, yes.
Amazing.
A human finger. I must go and show this to the team and pick their brains. Brains. Doctor, did Professor Somerville say you had the finest brain in the galaxy?
No.
I'm sure she did.
I think you're mistaken.
You professors are always so modest. I'll return with my colleagues and they can help untie you. Perhaps we can all pick your brains. See you later!
Bye!
We have to get out of here before she picks my brains.
She was dead, wasn't she?
Very dead, I'm afraid to say. She's been dead for some time.
And that was her finger? It just fell off.
Unless prehistoric man wore nail varnish and a wedding ring.
Oh, poor Amelia. I didn't get here in time. I'm so sorry. She hasn't even realised she's a zombie.
At least we know what spooked the natives.
So, in a few minutes' time, about half a dozen of the universe's most overqualified zombies will come through that jungle and devour us.
Fascinating.
There are limits to scientific curiosity, Doctor.
I've yet to find them.
Tell me something I don't know.
Yes, that's my motto.
Okay, we've got one chance left to get out of here before they come back and eat our brains.
Which is?
Your jacket over there. Do you still carry a sonic screwdriver?
No, I've taken to carrying a penknife for just such emergencies.
Oh, that's great, because I can just reach your jacket with my toe. I can drag it towards us.
It's too far away.
Oh, never underestimate what a woman can reach with her heels. Now come to Benny. I can't believe that just happened. Was that your doing?
No.
Are you sure?
Believe me, I didn't plan for my jacket to go leaping off into the bushes. Perhaps we can persuade the jacket to go and fetch Hal. Here, boy. Nice jacket. Here's a good jacket.
You've gone completely dotty.
Not at all. Sentient clothing is very common on some worlds. Perhaps my jacket is just a late developer. Here, boy. Nice jacket. Here's a good jacket.
I don't think it's coming back.
Oh, dear. I like that jacket.
It obviously didn't like you.
Look, everyone. Benny Somerville and the Doctor.
Hello.
We're so pleased to see you're still here. Two of the finest brains you're ever likely to eat. Meet.
Amelia, I'm so sorry.
You could have saved us. You were late, Benny.
I'm always late.
Well, you're not going to be late for dinner.
But Benny, perhaps you should say we need a miracle again.
Fire!
That really is uncanny.
I've found you at last, Professor Somerville.
Bernice, is this gentleman and his army of red-eyed robots a friend of yours?
No.
Thought not.
This, Doctor, is Inspector Xavier. He summoned me here.
Yes. For your expert and impartial scientific assessment of the origins of life on this planet. What was it again?
I think I said that all life on RVM-2 is breathed out of the nostrils of a pink space dragon. Yes, that was it.
Unbelievable. You call yourself a professor?
You are using science as a weapon to stamp out an entire religion.
I don't make the rules.
Federation law also requires equal recognition of creeds, races, and religions.
I don't think RVM-2 signed up to that bit. Robots?
Yes, sir.
Deactivate yourselves.
Yes, sir.
Now we can talk privately. You see, Miss Summerfield, you were a personal experiment of mine. And the experiment failed, much to my embarrassment and the amusement of my colleagues.
Scientists can be so bitchy.
So, with any failed experiment, you follow the process. You have to rip it up and try again. That's science. When I power up the robots, I will just tell them you attempted to escape my clutches and tripped and died horribly on the way to the ground.
Can I chip in here? I was just thinking...
Be quiet. I'm humming.
Fine. I did have a contribution to make in the debate, but if you're not interested in the input of a fellow scientist, well, that's fine. Be the Philistine.
No, please. I do forget myself sometimes.
You are quite correct. What has religion done for us? Nothing. It makes up fairy stories and calls everything it can't understand a miracle.
You should listen to your little friend, Professor, while you still have your ears.
For example, today has been a day of apparent miracles, but every one of them can be explained. The shower of dead frogs?
Of course. Freak weather conditions.
Freak weather conditions? Call yourself a scientist, Mr. Xavier? Genetic experiments dropped from a hole in the very fabric of reality, shed by a transdimensional craft of some description.
Yes, exactly. Experimental subjects, transdimensional.
And the presence of zombies on this island?
Only one conclusion, yes?
Extreme narcolepsy caused by hysteria, no?
No.
No.
A latent magnetronic field on this island programmed to translate inert organic matter into living organisms. Ask me how I know.
How do you know?
Because my best jacket just jumped into those bushes over there.
Aha, but a jacket isn't...
Organic? Quite so. But a dead frog fell into my pocket earlier, and we can only deduce it was reanimated by this island and took my jacket with it when it hopped away.
That's a bit of a leap.
Not really. Mind you, it's not really a frog. Any thoughts?
Robots?
Pah! Everyone says robots when they're guessing... Oh, no. It's an embryonic serpentile designed to develop in seconds into a fully evolved serpentile. Ask me how I know.
How do you know?
Because a fully developed serpentile just emerged from the bushes wearing my jacket, and he or she is standing behind you holding a large stick.
Sorry about that, but I think he was going to kill you. That wouldn't have been very nice.
Don't apologize. Would you like to untie us?
Yes, I would like that very much. There. I released you. Now, I must go to the heart of the mountain. Something tells me that I should do that.
Splendid. Can we tag along?
Whoa! This cavern is enormous. You can see for miles in every direction.
Yes.
Oh.
And I can see something else. Look.
The TARDIS.
Safe and sound. I knew she'd turn up eventually.
Parked next to a very large skeleton.
Huge winged reptile.
Like a dragon?
Exactly like a dragon.
I have a question now.
Fire away.
Would you like a cocktail?
Oh, quite definitely, yes.
Great stuff. I'll try and rustle one up.
This is a cave. Where are you going to get a cocktail from?
Don't interrupt the lizard. He said he can get me a cocktail. He can bloody well get me a cocktail.
Benny, come over here.
No, I'm waiting for my cocktail.
Benny, look at these rocks.
Well, they're completely hollow.
Like eggs.
They are eggs. And within?
More frogs. Well, more embryos.
Exactly.
No. Yes. Great dragon. Rocks containing serpentile. This is all from their Book of Life. A dragon breathing on a new race of serpents.
How very convenient.
Look over there by the skeleton. Isn't that a control panel?
So it is.
This slide control brings the power up, and this side...
Let's just press some buttons. That always does the trick.
Oh, I don't think that's a good... Ah! What's happening?
The ground's shaking!
The button you pressed! Press it again!
It's not working!
Yes, it is! The dragon! Look at the dragon! It's moving!
Wait a second! By a process of elimination, I'll press the button not stop!
I'll press the button marked stop. Well done, genius.
Thank you.
What kind of place is this?
You like? All my own work. Well, most of it.
Rank? Rank Van Magnestein?
In the flesh? Sorry I couldn't get here earlier, but I got knocked unconscious somehow.
Sorry.
This is all your work?
My little project there. My new themed drinking establishment, all based on the Book of Life. I did all this with a little help.
You faked the dragon and the rocks full of embryos and the life force thing just to open a bar in a cave.
Oh, no, Benny, you're not getting it. The dragon isn't fake. It's real. That's the skeleton of an actual 10,000-year-old monster who breathed out all life on this planet, just like the serpents say it did. And you're not seeing the big picture. This whole planet is about to become the biggest theme bar in the galaxy. I mean, well, you're both looking confused, I can tell. I'll explain. It all started this morning when you got drunk in my bar.
Yeah, but listen to me, because I'm a professor, right? Angry gods, magic socks, and plagues of platypuses. Those stories may be a pack of lies, but the fact they're authentic historical packs of lies is good enough. The more lack of truth we discover, the better we like it.
Are you all right? Then I heard this noise.
Excuse me, I'm looking for Professor Bernie Summerfield.
She's down there.
Oh dear. I have something of the greatest importance to tell her.
Well, you can wait until she sobers up if you like. Drink?
Thank you, yes. Lemonade if you have it. Very nice.
You're the doctor, aren't you?
I am indeed.
Well, Penny's told me all about you. Well, she's basically told me all about everything, given that she's been drinking here all the day. That's your time machine, right? I don't suppose you could take me back 5 hours or so I can work out where I left my keys.
Very good.
Well, I bet people say that to you all the time.
Well, not all the time.
That's when he drank his lemonade. The one I'd spiked with a nana cocktail derived from the tears of space sirens of Allurus Delta. They make you very, very suggestible.
This is delicious.
Hey, you know what would be a good idea? It'd be really cool if you showed me your time machine.
Follow me. You'll notice the exterior is disguised in the obsolete style of the 20th century Earth. And as you can see, my own exterior is also disguised in the obsolete style of 20th century Earth.
I bet you say that to everyone.
Well, not everyone.
Under my guidance, the doctor developed the mutation field on the island, genetically engineered a dragon, and developed embryos that would spontaneously evolve into serpentiles when the dragon breathed on them. Well, then we both went back 10,000 years and created all the life on this planet.
What? All life? I did this?
Well, yeah, Doc. You won't remember. Side effects of the nano cocktail, but I couldn't have done it without you, mate. Okay. Up you go on the walk, mate. See you later. Right then. Off you pop, old girl. Hello? Benny?
So to sum up, one thing archaeology has never been about is the truth, and nothing but the truth. And that is my story, and I'm sticking to it. You're different, Summer. You've changed your shirt and grown a beard.
No, I haven't.
Something different about you. You look taller.
Well, that's because you're lying on the floor. Yeah, I really should have shaved off the beard and put the old shirt back on, but it was such a long time ago that I forgot.
What have I done?
Looks like you've created the only planet in the galaxy where all the Bible stories are literally true.
This is terrible!
Nah, it's brilliant. Well, the humans have gradually been kicking the serpentiles off this world, but now the whole serpenthood diaspora is going to flock here to witness their beliefs come to life, and I'll be ready for them. I've got bars across the planet, ready and waiting. Nanite's ready to transform all liquid into serpentine native drink.
I need to lie down.
Because seriously, those lizards sure can drink. I've saved the species and turned a whole planet into the ultimate theme bar.
The monstrous damage this has done.
Oh no, not the web of time, Doctor. I've had a very hard day.
This is a crime on a massive scale.
Maybe in your department, Doctor, but not in mine.
But you can't just...
Hello, little people.
Xavier.
Robots, surround them. Point your guns at all of them, particularly the woman.
Yes, sir?
What's going on? What is this place? You, little man, tell me.
Let go of him and I'll tell you.
Don't come near me or I will conduct an experiment as to how long your companion can live without his stomach inside his body. Now, I will ask again. What is this place?
Do you really want to know?
Of course.
There speaks a scientist. Well, I'll tell you. And believe me, this is going to be a pleasure. This here is absolute archaeological proof that life on your planet was created by a huge pink dragon.
I don't believe you.
Belief is for the weak-minded. Look at the evidence. Date that dragon skeleton and you will find it to be exactly 10,000 years old. Every artifact here will support the theory that it created all life on this world. I'll give real money to the archaeologist to do it.
No. That can't be.
Allow me to demonstrate using this control panel.
Leave that alone. Stop that horrible music! Robots, kill them all! Robots, stop dancing! I order you to stop dancing!
Sorry, mate. I've wired the music and all the subroutines of all automatons. Kind of a theme planet without dancing robots.
Too much dancing!
No!
My friend Renk has done all this in order to sell drinks to lizards.
Yep. That shower of baby serpentiles this morning? Well, viral marketing for the launch party next week. It was the doctor's idea.
There you go, Doctor. The frogs were a message from you after all.
This is RVM2. This is the planet of science.
Exactly. Scientifically designed for religious believers to come and drink and pray to a dragon.
It is... my planet!
Oh, no, mate. It's mine. I can prove it. I haven't put my name on it. RVM2.
RVM2?
Renk van Magnestein 2.
RVM2? You even gave this planet vanity plates.
Couldn't resist it. RVM1 is my ship. RVM3 is my hoverbike, which I want back, by the way. And RVM2 is here.
This car... this isn't... will not...
Don't threaten me. Seriously.
You. I will kill you for this. I will... I will... I will... I will...
Ugh. Did his head just explode?
I did warn him.
What have you done?
Did you see that?
Xavier's head exploded. His mind couldn't take the contradiction between science and religion, and it just exploded.
That's scientifically impossible.
His brain couldn't take it. That's the only thing that could have happened.
Or it could have been the micromine I got him to drink when he visited my bar. I mean,
the one I just activated when he pulled a gun on us.
Or that. That's a good theory.
Monstrous.
So, Benny, I've saved your relics for you and I've got you off the hook with your testimony. No doubt the government survives. They'll apologise for calling you a liar. I mean, I did it all for you.
Of course. All for me.
So how about you and me, you know? We could, you could...
I could punch you and you could lose consciousness. That's for drugging my friend. And making him act like an idiot and breaking the web of time.
Benny, I'm touched.
It's the least I can do for you. You'll just wake up with a sore head.
Benny, I've now remembered why I came here. I need you to go. Take Rank spacecraft.
What?
Don't worry about this mess. I'll clear it up. Mr. Rank and I are going to have a very serious talk. And when I've finished with him, he's going to wish he'd been born.
I think you mean he's going to wish he'd never been born.
I know what I mean. Now listen, Benny. This is important. Ace has gone missing, and I need you to find her.
And I never did get that cocktail.